Man, what's up? You might remember the angel convinced me to do something I have no business doing, and that's giving advice. So on these lying lessons, I'll be giving you my opinion on anonymous questions and on health and relationships. You can take it for what it's worth, but you will be entertained. And if you're looking for the audio drama, go to season 1 and 2. I highly recommend it because you know that shit is dope. But right now, this is Lion Lessons. Wagwan, welcome back to another week of Lion Lessons.
Okay, I think that this episode is going to be our shortest episode of ever.
Teach them, Gazza, teach them. What's going on?
So, I've already told this to the Facebook group. By the way, we're trying to do a giveaway of swag, y'all. If you don't join the Facebook group, I can't give swag away. So join the Facebook group so we can hit our magic number and then do a raffle and giveaway of the swag.
Yeah.
The Mermaid and the Lion podcast on Facebook. And if you were in the group, you would have known that I dropped a little chat that was like, oh, you guys knew about the young lady who sent in the letter ahead of everybody else. We had a slight little convo about it. And
hold on. What?
So last week, we already know about the young lady who said that her boyfriend was cheap.
You're the one we asked for more information.
Yes. And she didn't like, well, the way I feel this response went, she didn't like what you said.
What I said.
What you said.
Remind me, what did I say?
You said that the guy was broke and all this other stuff.
Okay. All right, we'll get to that in a second. But look, Angel just mentioned the prizes and the giveaways. I just want to tell you, if you don't feel confident that you will win, you can always go to the mermaidandthelion.com website and you can go purchase your swag straight away.
Oh yes, so the website, so, and even on the Forgiven at www.theforgivenpodcast.com, swag is for sale there too.
So go purchase your swag, man.
Go
gear
get
up.
The swag. I'll put the links to both in the show notes.
All right, so on to the show. So what's up with the girl now? What information did she give you?
All right, so here we go. So the very same day that the show launched on last week, she was in the DM and
You've been holding out on me.
Listen, well, the whole entire point of the show is that you don't get to know what's happening until it happens.
You're supposed to give me a heads up on shit like that. But okay, well, all right, let's go.
I told you she was mad, so there you go.
You told me that. I don't know what she's mad about. Let's see.
All right, Gazza, no disrespect. I don't do scrubs. If he was broke, I would have said that. He's actually a cardiologist at a very prominent hospital where I work also.
Oh.
He drives that same hoopty to work every day, but can't go an extra 35 minutes to my house. That's my problem with him. Now tell me, am I petty or nah?
Well, we definitely got more information out of that one. What is he? A cardiologist? Is that what she said?
Gazza. No disrespect. I don't do scrubs.
Usually when somebody says that, disrespect is coming. But I see no disrespect in that.
Listen, look, I bet you her tone when she was typing this was disrespectful. Still, if I was broke, I would have said that. If he was broke, I mean.
Well, yeah. Damn. Okay.
So he's a cardiologist.
How much do cardiologists make?
A lot.
A lot of fucking money, right?
Yeah, like over $200,000 a year. Unless he's a resident. Maybe he's a resident cardiologist.
No, we're going to try to stick to the information we have here.
Look, now I'm going to get in trouble.
We're going to wrap this one up real quick right here.
All right.
So he has money. And he's not broke.
Mm-hmm.
He definitely is cheap.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I only got one thing to say.
What's that?
Run! Run, run, run. Run far, run fast, and run hard.
You better run for it.
Because that shit don't make no sense to me, man. He's a cardiologist. And I know that they make good money. And as Angel said, unless he's some type of resident. Okay, but being cheap and having money, okay, that's a thing. But what do you get out of it? Don't seem like you're getting too much out of the deal.
Well, she's definitely not getting what she wants.
Definitely not getting what you want out of the deal.
But it seems to me, look, I hope I'm not getting myself in trouble. It seems to me that there is something about the prestige of being able to say, I'm dating a cardiologist. Because maybe. I think that if this was any other guy, she would have been long gone.
Ain't no good if he ain't doing nothing for you. He ain't even putting through the effort to even come see you. And he got money. So Uber, everything that I was saying in the last episode is X'd out.
I'd say.
Right? He's not broke. He's cheap. It's very, very cheap. And I understand. I know guys that are cheap and have really, really good jobs. But they spend all their money on their women.
Can I tell you a story? This is like 16, 17,
18, 19,
20 years ago.
What's that? It better be that long ago, but go ahead.
I dated a guy.
20 years ago.
25 years ago. 25 years ago, I don't even know if I was an adult.
You got memory like an elephant. Ask me what happened 25 years ago. I do not know.
Oh my gosh, I definitely wasn't an adult 25 years ago, but whatever. When I first moved to Georgia.
Hold on a second. You remember things from when you were like 4 years old.
Yeah, I do.
I don't remember shit. I don't remember nothing before, I think probably before 8 years
old. You should stop participating in
extracurricular activities. Yes. Let's leave it at that.
Yes.
But go ahead.
That's exactly what I was going to say.
Go ahead.
So anyway, 800 years ago before I was born, but I was still alive. And I first moved to Georgia. So it was so long before you, baby, like way, way, way long before you. I went on this date with this guy who said that he didn't spend more than $30 on first dates because that was too much money to waste on a chick.
Damn, too much money to waste on the first date.
Mm-hmm.
How old would you say you were?
It was 800 years ago. I'm not going to let you try to place this
relationship.
I'm going to tell you something, that he was the same age as my uncle.
Oh, he was an older dude.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so he had his stuff together. I was going to say this.
Oh, hold on. Let me clarify something. I know that you guys know that I dated Horace, who's old enough to be my dad, but my uncles are significantly younger than my mother. So the difference between us and them is not that great, you know. Yeah.
He was
just wanna put that out there.
He was cradle robbing.
He's old. He's like more a cousin's age, like an older cousin's age than like my uncle. But I knew that you would understand the reference if I said it was like the same age as my uncle.
Whore ass. Y'all gonna make sure y'all listen to the audio drama if you haven't. I understand. You enjoy listening to these episodes right here.
But do they? I want to say that Lying Lessons does good, right? It keeps us, you know, going.
Keeps us afloat.
Yeah, it keeps us afloat. I like that. But the audio drama is killing.
Is where it's at. So make sure y'all go back if you want to know the story of Angel and Gazza and Gazza's pimpish ways in the beginning. Make sure you go check out. Start from episode 1.
Don't call yourself nobody's pimp.
You know, he had it like that. I know. Things have changed since then.
Oh my gosh.
I've grown. I've matured. But you know.
I'm so, so done.
Gazza had it going on.
I'm done. Like super duper done. Here, look. I was looking the other day at our episodes, and you know that we have like over, hold on, let me see. It's like over 10 episodes with like thousands of downloads, and I just thought that was really cool.
That is pretty cool.
I'm trying to see and count how many it actually was. Episodes. I'll go to stats.
Well, Angel's doing that. Back to the girl. Petty or not? I think I might be with you on this one, missus. I think, I don't think you're being petty at all. And anybody who tells you you're being petty, they don't know what the hell they're talking about, man.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to tell you, man. Homie needs to start putting in some work. He needs to start reciprocating. Like I told you last episode, I admire your work ethic by making all those drives out there to go see that, man. But it's time for that to be reciprocated.
I agree.
And cheap cheap, that's not gonna fly, man. You got some point, man. You gotta show some love.
All right, you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right, so we have 3 episodes over 5,000. We have 2 episodes over 3,000, and then our trailer has 2,284.
All right, it's not bad. It's not bad for being newcomers to the game.
Yeah, I think so. You know,
some podcasts don't even see that in their first year at all.
Yeah, so I am grateful. I do feel blessed, but I just was like, oh wow, look, we have all these episodes with thousands on it. So that was cool to see.
Yeah. All right. So
join the Facebook group. All these listens. I don't understand how we have all these listens and I can't get 50 people in the Facebook group. Do y'all not like us? Are you really trying to make me feel bad? Oh, let me say this. There have probably been about 100 people who have tried to join the Facebook group, but y'all aren't following instructions. You need to leave your email address if you want to join. You also need to agree to the group rules. You can't agree to not bullying somebody. You can't agree to not making fun of other people.
That's just not fun, though. Angel?
Excuse me? Okay.
In fact, you know what? I expect to see some stuff like that in the Mermaid and the Lion Facebook group.
You do not expect to see bullying.
I want to
hold on a second. Expect people to be getting made fun of for their sexual orientation and their gender and their religion and creed.
That's
what the rules
I'm
are.
I'm just saying engagement, man. What's wrong with a little,
Look, you know the question of the week this week? It was cool. It's like, what is one thing that you feel was ridiculous or something like that that you were afraid of when you were a kid? And it's been kind of, I admitted mine.
What was that?
I'm not going to say. They have to join the Facebook group to know.
God, they don't care about you that much to join the Facebook group to find out.
Well, if you do, you would join. So there's that.
Give them a little time. We'll grow on.
And then also the Forgiven. It has a couple of exclusives in there right now. If you join the Forgiven podcast group, you can hear the first exclusive snippet of the actual show. It's just sitting in there and they can listen, but you can't.
What are you talking about?
I put a snippet of the show, Forgiven, inside the Forgiven podcast Facebook.
Okay. And we're moving closer and closer to dropping, guys. As Angel said, the Forgiven website is up, so make sure you go check it out. www.theforgivenpodcast.com. There's no audio loaded, but the site is up, is loaded. You get to see all of the upcoming episodes, all of the stories that we have planned from the Bible that's been translated into modern times.
And we got cool people on the show.
We got cool people on the show. Some people you may even know. And so go check it out. Go check out the profile page, the Forgiveness Stories page, and you get to see who's going to be speaking on a lot of those forgiveness stories. And we're going to have a lot of great music for this podcast. And so we've had a lot of great people, a lot of great talent that's loaned their abilities to us. And we're just truly, truly grateful.
We are really, really grateful. So shout out to everybody from the Forgiven Project. And I know that you guys are here and you've been asking. Mermaid and the Lion season 3 is coming, but we have something that's kind of in the works. And if it goes through, we may push Mermaid and the Lion out a little bit more.
Damn, I ain't know he was going to tell him that. See, I wouldn't told him that shit.
That's all I got. I'm going to tell you. We have spent, should I drop it? We have spent tens of thousands of dollars investing in these projects. Tens of thousands of dollars investing in these projects. But we do not get any type of monetization back.
No, we don't. We don't get funding. Everything gets in-house.
Everything Gaza and I pay for out of our salaries that we get from our jobs. And then we get some sponsorships here and there, but they do not cover the cost of production, period, point blank. So if we have an opportunity to get a paid job, which do you think we're choosing? Now, if you feel like Mermaid and the Lion should be the first choice, shoot, join Patreon, dude. Maybe things could happen. We have an Indiegogo campaign that's going to be coming up. Let's make it do what it do. But if not, yeah, Mermaid and the Lion is going to get pushed back as long as somebody else is paying. And I know that's random.
That's random. And I have to agree with being ultra transparent. And but the Mermaid Line is coming back, so just don't get it twisted, because it is a passion project also.
Yes,
so
we love the Mermaid and the Lion, but we want to eat off of this.
And we got seasons to come. Seasons to come. So this is going to be long in the works. It's going to be long and ongoing, probably a lot longer than our other projects. Mm-hmm. But hear what I'm telling you, man. As Angel just said, we spent a lot of money. And me, I don't play with money. So I am coming to carve out a section in this audio drama space and lock it off with Mermaid Lion ENT projects.
Yeah, and that's the one thing. Again, we want to be able to eat off of this if we're going to be dedicating this amount of time and this amount of assets. We believe that it should be able to substantiate and support our families also. And I learned the other weekend, I guess, that I'm bougie. It's not true.
Yeah, you are. You're a little bougie.
I'm not.
You are bougie.
I'm not.
You wear no sneakers, period.
That doesn't make me bougie.
Bougie shit.
You know how much sneakers cost? So,
man,
sneakers
I don't give
are
that
very
shits,
expensive.
Man.
So,
you could go to the gas station, you got to have on heels.
Okay. Now, listen, that doesn't make me bougie.
That's some bougie shit.
That doesn't make me bougie.
But it makes you something.
It makes me stylish.
That too. Ain't nothing bougie usually comes along with being stylish, I think.
Whatever. Do I have? Look how I've been looking these last few days.
You've been in the house.
I'm just saying. I have, since quarantine, I have not been the angel I once was, but, you know.
You still my angel.
Thank you.
Keep leading me on that good path.
Because
I'll be wanting to take the wrong path.
Let me tell you right now, I just saved this man from 25 years in prison. He was mad at me, too.
We're not doing it.
Yeah,
we're not doing it. See, that's what I say. Fellas, make sure you find a good woman. Make sure you find a good woman. Don't find a woman who's just like you. I'm telling you, man. Because if Angel was just like me, we probably would have been in jail. Seriously, real talk. We probably would have been in jail. But she speaks to me in a way that I need to listen to things and say, okay, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to fuck up some shit. So she keeps me on a good track, man.
And he made it seem like it's all like, oh. Do-do-do-do-do. No, he argues with me and tells me I'm a know-it-all, and that, oh, you know what he said to me today? He said I was not solution-based. What?
Oh, yeah.
Do you know how irritating? And actually, I was highly offended by that, because our entire marriage has been about pivoting, finding solutions, and creating new paths and power moves. So him telling me that I was not solution-based, because if that was the case, half the things that we have, it wouldn't have occurred, because I spend all of my time figuring out solutions to try to make things happen. And you know what he always says to me? Well, if you can make it happen, we're going to do it. And 9 times out of 10, in the end, I have made it happen. But when it is not aligning with what he wants, suddenly I'm not solution-based anymore, because the solution wasn't to do what he wanted to do. So,
do you really want me to rebuttal this?
Well, I don't have nothing but time, buddy.
All I'm going to say is you are solution-based when you want to be.
Always solution-based.
But when there's something, that you don't or don't quite understand,
I read about
whatever.
It. Don't tell me I
sometimes
don't read about it.
Sometimes you don't even do that. Sometimes you say things and you sound like you know what you're talking about.
So don't
about.
Tell me I didn't read about it. If you're talking about,
you sound like
well,
you,
hold on. If you're talking
on.
About Prince William and Kate, if that's what you're referencing.
Hold on a second.
If you're talking about Prince
William
and Kate.
I know people like this. When you talk to some people and they sound like they know what the hell they're talking about. And they
I
just
do.
Seem, but they really don't know what the fuck they're talking about.
I do know.
But they're so knowledgeable on certain things, you would think they know what they're talking
but
about.
I
but
do
you don't
know what I'm talking about.
But sometimes
about.
People feel like they have all of the answers, and you don't.
I don't feel like I have all the answers. And when I don't have all the
answers.
I'm
talking about people in general.
No, you're. But
I'm
you,
right now, I'm going to talk to you.
But wait a second. You led in with me, and now you're saying you're talking about people in general.
I led
and,
in.
No, with, in reference to me, which will automatically make people join those two together. So in the end, you might as well have just said my name throughout your entire speech, because there was no clear indication of now I'm talking about individuals that are outside of my wife Angel. You combine them, therefore people are
okay.
going to critically think and subconsciously align me with someone who talks when they don't know what they're talking about, which is not the case. And if there ever is a moment where I'm talking about something that I may not know about it, the ratio is probably less than 3%. And again, when I did reference that, I misspoke spoke when I was speaking my point, if we're talking about Kate and Prince William.
I wasn't talking about that. But since you're on the topic, I'm just go back a little bit. Part of that, the beginning was reference to worship, but when I went into when
but people, you didn't clarify.
Oh, you never gave me an opportunity to clarify.
What do you mean? Yes, I did. You had plenty of time to talk.
You jumped in.
You had a whole monologue and plenty of opportunity to change your wording and direction and to say and release me from that combination that you had given during your time to speak.
I would have to cut you off. So look.
No, that's not true, because you were talking all by yourself for several seconds.
Anyways, I'm done with this. You win. I throw in the towel. I'm done. Hey, you know what? It'd be like that sometimes. Man. Sometimes you got to pick your battles, man. And right now, this is not one I am trying to have. But I am more solution-based. I am more solution-based.
No, you're more like a criminal.
All I do is figure out how to solve problems. That's all I do.
Listen, you're more like a criminal. You're more like a criminal.
I figure out how to solve problems, man.
The criminals solve problems too. They bring drugs to ease people's pain. They steal money. And that doesn't make you good. Your solutions aren't good. You just don't like...
My solutions ain't good. What do you mean?
Like wholesome
My
good.
Solutions are creative. Mm. Very, very creative. Out the box.
Out the box and behind bars. That's it. You jump out of the box to behind bars.
I like loopholes. I do not believe in the rules that some people set around certain things. I don't like these podcasting rules, man. Fuck those rules, man. I make up my own rules as we go along.
Podcasting rules. Please give me an example.
Like how you have to have everything on you have to have different projects on different feeds and stuff like that. I don't necessarily agree with all that stuff.
So how are you not
gonna... This is a small example. Hold on a second.
Disagree with listener behavior.
I agree with that.
So you can't say that.
I agree with that. And we're not going to get into that right now because that's a whole nother...
Yeah,
we can make a whole nother episode on that when we're talking about listenership behavior and whatnot. Mm-hmm. But I just use that as a small example that there's these rules in podcasting that
it's
you
not
should
rules
be,
these best okay, practices
guidelines
no best practices based off of data and listener behavior. So what we talk about is based off of where our listeners are, how our listeners convert, etc. But you don't want to hear that because you have these new fantastical rules because you want to make it something that it is not and something that it is.
I feel like it's too early in podcasting and especially in the audio drama space for there to be any real set rules. Now, there are typical podcasting rules for traditional type podcasts, but this audio drama space is a new space and I'm going to create my own rules. And that's just how it's going to roll.
You guys.
And we'll figure out what works and what doesn't work, but I'm not following somebody else's rules.
I just want to let you guys know that if Gazza does something that isn't good, that I had nothing to do with it.
What are you talking about? Yeah, like I'm about to be doing some unethical stuff around here.
Listen, I don't know if you guys know this. We may have mentioned it, but this man is a software architect. He does mobile app development. He does web development. He understands white and black hacking. I just want to go ahead and put that out there.
Angel.
Yes.
Let's move on.
I'm just saying.
They don't even understand probably what black hat and white hat. Well, that shit is. This is mumbo jumbo.
That's disrespectful.
So. Some people don't. Some people just mumbo jumbo.
Again.
Some people it's just mumbo jumbo, man. It is what it is.
Well, don't discredit the people who do understand. Because you said they is everybody.
Okay. I'll rephrase. Some of y'all don't know what the hell she's talking about right now. Black hat. More specifically, black hat and white hat. And I'm pretty sure the majority of the people don't know what that is because the majority of people don't know what it is.
Let me tell you.
You didn't even know what it was until I told you what it was.
Guess what? I know that white means good and black means black.
You know that much, right?
Right. So there it is. So anyone with common sense could put two and two together there. As much as you want to feel like white hat and black hat is some sort of secret code that only you programmers understand.
Okay, this is what I'm going to tell you guys. White hat, black hat. What do you think?
White hat is good and black hat is bad.
What do you think the big million-dollar companies are mostly doing? Do you think they're doing white hat or do you think they're doing black hat? Because I know firsthand what they're doing.
Really? They're doing black hat.
They're doing black hat. And for those of you who don't know what I'm talking about, look it up. All right. Are we about done with this show?
Yeah, we are. But I'm just trying to say that I don't condone anything that's bad.
Who was it? Coca-Cola and...
Gaz is the type.
Coca-Cola and... Was it Pepsi or Sprite? One of them motherfuckers. They were stealing ingredients from one another. Yo, they had all type of shit happening back then. Mm-hmm. Where they were stealing stuff. Like, they were sending in spies. They were doing all type of stuff.
This is what I'm talking about. Anything
stuff.
Bad is not me. Because he'll feel like, look at this multi-billion dollar conglomerate. They did all these bad things. So
everybody loves and respects, but nobody's seen the work that was put in.
No, they put cocaine in their stuff, so we're all hooked. We're addicts. We don't love and respect them. Just the same.
You see what I'm saying, though, right? Cocaine. And that's what they're lacing y'all drinks with coke. And we still love coke.
Can I tell you something else? There's another product that I believe has like either meth or coke or something on it to keep people coming back to eat it.
What's that?
McDonald's french fries. I believe
that. I ain't lying.
I don't think that's really salt. I think it's a little bit.
they got sprinkles on
a little
cocaine.
Bit of meth or heroin. It's something.
Hey, I wouldn't put it past them, man. Them french fries are good. Especially when they're fresh and hot. Oh,
I haven't
goodness.
Eaten them in a very long
That's
time.
That's all we go to McDonald's for now. It's a french fries. I don't eat anything else at McDonald's, but I'll eat that french fries.
Look.
Other than that, their customer service is shit. At least the ones over here on this side of town are shit. And then, look, they got a McDonald's and then they got a Chick-fil-A right across the street. Line be around the building of the Chick-fil-A, but they get them in and out. The McDonald's, the line be a couple of cars and you in line for like 10, 15 minutes.
I was talking to my old friend.
And then they always, you tell them what your order is. And I'm like, let me get a number one with a Coke. Okay, so you want a number one? What do you want to drink? I just friggin' told you I wanted a Coke. They do it all the time. I don't know what it is, but they do it all the time. You tell them what you want to drink, and they ask you again, what do you want to drink? I don't get it.
You mad? That's what you get for thinking criminally.
It irritates me. Well, I felt like I was very clear.
So this is the thing that Gaza would do. He would go in there and want... See, these are the things I'm saying. Like, anything bad, I had nothing to do with it. Because he's a criminal and a bully at heart, he would want to go to McDonald's and go inside and do something to the people because they got on his nerves too many times.
Ooh, I've been thinking about podcast wars.
We're not warring with any of these podcasters.
Podcast wars.
No, we're not doing
audio
it.
Drama wars?
No. Absolutely not doing an audio drama war. Do you understand?
So look, guys. So if you're from Jamaica or from Trinidad or just anywhere from now, you know what I'm talking about. Man, you got to pull out that music box. You got to pull out that dub set and a run tune, yo. Y'all know what I'm talking about when I talk about war. Yes, I'm bringing it on in. Podcast wars.
We're not. Let me tell
wars.
You right now. I said anything that's not good has nothing to do with me. And again, this is another not good idea.
Mermaid, lion, ENT,
no.
Kill some.
No.
Kill
I
some
am
podcast.
Not warring. We are not warring. We don't want any war. We do not want this smoke. I do not want to war with any of you. I love everybody.
We are not
warring. No, he doesn't want to war. No, he does
Angel
not.
Angel don't want no part of it.
No.
Don't want no parts.
We're not doing this. No. I don't want it. I'm not interested. He doesn't want it. He is just tired. Everyone, Gaza is tired. And he doesn't mean
Sound
what
boy. There's no need to worry.
Oh my God.
As long as I got my nine.
Also.
Yo, trust me, y'all. Y'all don't want no podcast war over
We don't. And He's right. We don't. Not y'all.
Look,
we don't want a podcast.
And I ain't even getting started yet. Right now I'm working. I'm in the lab. But that lab time is going to end real soon.
I cannot.
And your boy's coming out the trenches.
Okay, this episode is over. It's over. I don't know why I continue. We are so done.
All right, I was asking to be done like 10 minutes ago. I
didn't know that it was going to transform into this. It was my mistake. I have to recognize and take accountability for my actions.
What?
Oh, my goodness. Again.
Who wants to smoke, yo?
No, like I said, if Gaza does anything bad, it has nothing to do with me. Nothing at all.
Because I'm with it.
He's not with it. He doesn't. No, that's not true. It's not true at all. And
all right. That's done. I need to get out here. I need to hit the gas station real quick.
You guys, we're glad to know that the cardiologist is just cheap and not broke. But that's even worse. to be honest, because if he was broke, he might be giving you the best. And that's now that you know that he's cheap,
that's even worse.
He's not giving you the best.
He's not.
So he basically says that you're not worth his everything, but you're somehow wondering if you're petty or not. If you ever in your life come for Gaza again like that and try to say, if I said such and such, I would have said that. Like, he is analyzing the situation. You are the one who wasn't clear in your letter.
Hold on a second. What's all this going on here? Rewind. Cut that shit out. For one, she was nice enough to send in the letter. Let me tell you something, guys. If you don't agree with me on something, I'm fine with that. You want to get in the DM, you want to curse me out, that's fine. I'm just going to bring it on the pod next week and we're going to talk about it. That's all. I'm going to give you my opinion.
So you don't want me to stand up for you?
You don't need to stand up for me. I can stand on my own. You don't hear me talking about war over here? I can stand on my own.
We're not doing a war. Suddenly I just got mad at this lady.
There's no reason.
I was never mad at her before.
She was completely respectful.
She was?
Yeah, she was. She was fine, man. She asked a question. She didn't feel like I answered it in the last episode. And
now tell me.
What she said?
Am I petty or not?
Petty or not? I actually kind of like that. I might get that shit trademarked. Might take that one. Might have a domain. Look, I might have a...
I think I already bought the domain.
PettyOrNot.com.
Hold
coming
on, let
up.
Me see. I grabbed it right now. I think I bought
it. Is it available?
I think I bought it.
Yeah, we buy domains. Is it available? Go on, GoDaddy.com. let's look for this shit real quick.
I think I already bought it.
And if y'all ain't buying those crypto domains, this is the first and last time you're gonna hear it from me. Just a quick heads up.
I can't believe you even shared that.
Look, I'm just trying to spread the love. It's the only time you're gonna hear it come out my mind. Anything, you ain't gonna hear too much about technology come out my mouth, because I like to keep some of that stuff to myself. Gotta keep ahead of the game, you know? Especially some of these podcasts. I've got to keep ahead.
Let's see.
Is it available?
Wait, I'm telling you, I think I bought it. Petty or not?
We got it?
Mm-hmm.
We got it, man. Mm-hmm. Boy. Yeah, y'all keep them coming on in. All right, guys, man, we're about to get the hell on out of here.
Good night, everybody.
Hold on a second.
Yes.
I don't want this young lady to be mad at you because she was nice. And she might take what you were saying back. So apologize.
I apologize for coming at you very rudely and talking to you in that tone of voice. I love Gaza very much. And I can't fight, but I would definitely talk a lot of crap.
Would you tell that girl the other day? I can't fight, but I can spit. Anyway, I think that's a good way to end the show.
All right.
All right, guys. Catch y'all next week.
Bye.